City of Powell River Council heard a presentation from Foundry Cothet, a youth services organization, seeking capital funding for renovations for a foundry center in this community. At the June 19 City Council meeting, Foundry Cothet project manager Dilith Harper said she was appearing to ask for financial support for capital development. While we understand we weren't on the list of recommended community forest grants, we believe this project still deserves funding, either through the grant or from the city itself, said Harper. People often talk about how youth are struggling. They talk about crises, lack of resources and youth having nowhere appropriate to go in our community. We need more than just conversation. We need action. This is where Foundry comes in. Harper said Foundry began when a small team of psychiatrists recognized the critical gap in the healthcare system when it came to reaching young people. They set out to take a completely different approach, one that supports youth both before and after a crisis, said Harper. They understood that people need more access to mental, physical, and substance use care, while also addressing complex social challenges like homelessness, unemployment, limited educational opportunities, and lack of connection to their community. Foundry addresses these needs through an integrated model focused on prevention and early intervention. In other words, the goal of Foundry is to reach young people earlier and empower them with tools and support before their health problems become severe and negatively impact their lives. Harper said Foundry has been successful. What began as a bold idea and an integrated youth center space for health and wellness has grown into a province-wide movement that is reshaping how young people in BC access support, said Harper. Foundry has been a proven model for improving youth wellness since the first one opened in 2015. In a recent survey of 803 young people from diverse communities from across BC, the message was clear. Foundry is making a real difference. An overwhelming 98% agreed or strongly agreed that Foundry offers a space that feels comfortable, safe, and welcoming. Harper shared that 94% said Foundry meets their needs, and another 94% said it is easy to access the help and support they are seeking. These numbers speak volumes, said Harper. Young people across the province know that Foundry is more than a resource. It is a place where support is not only available, but accessible, inclusive, and designed with their unique needs in mind. Foundry Cothet will provide truly preventative care, supporting our youth before crisis hits. There are already 18 Foundry centers operating across BC, with more on the way. With the support and backing of the City of Powell River, we fought hard to bring Foundry to our community. In late 2023, we were granted the incredible opportunity to make it a reality. Harper said Foundry Cothet will serve people aged 12 to 24, as well as provide space for other community organizations to utilize. She said this project should be regarded as important as any other city-funded infrastructure. Harper said the construction start date is fast approaching and financial support from the city will show other funders that Cothet is ready to invest in its youth. She said ongoing, operational funding is already secured for when the doors open. Harper added that Foundry Cothet is looking to renovate a 12,500-square-foot space with a variety of rooms for different purposes. We're going to have a lot of different things in it, said Harper. She said the aim is to break ground on construction in the new year. Last year, Meta censored Canadian news from its feeds, so we built our own social platform, syrupsocial.com, a newsfeed powered by Canadian journalists. Join the Peak on Syrup for the latest news from the Sunshine Coast and beyond, and add the Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.